Well, thank you, Charles. Appreciate what you shared.
谢谢 Charles 跟我们的分享.
And thank you everyone for the way you're singing.
谢谢大家这样子的美妙的歌唱.
Usually I'm sitting at the back, but now when I sit in front here, I can really hear you all sing.
通常呢，我都在后面哦。现在坐在前面，真的能够听到大家的歌唱.
And it's so wonderful to hear that.
真的非常的美好.
Well, this evening as we begin, we will go to the Lord in prayer.
今天傍晚，当我们开始之前，让我们先向上帝祷告.
Let us pray.
让我们祷告.
Our Father, we just thank you so much for bringing us back to your house.
亲爱的天父，我们真的非常感谢你再次把我们带到你的殿里来.
For watching us and keeping us for this week.
在过去的一个星期看顾着我们.
Pray that you help us to learn from your word this evening.
祈求你能够帮助我们从你的话语中学习.
Help us to learn from the example of the Apostle Paul.
帮助我们从使徒保罗的榜样学习.
And how he sought to love.
看着他如何有爱心.
Pray and ask for your grace in Jesus' name.
祈求你能够赐福于我们，我们是奉主耶稣的名而求.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, this evening we are going to take a look at 2 Timothy 3:10 again.
今天傍晚我们要再一次看提摩太后书第3章第10节.
And for the last few weeks, we have been looking at the example of the Apostle Paul.
在过去的几个星期，我们都是探讨着使徒保罗的榜样.
And in 2 Timothy 3:10, Paul spoke of how Timothy carefully followed his example.
使徒保罗就在提摩太后书第3章第10节记载着提摩太如何服从了他的教训.
We learned about his manner of life,
他的品行,
his purpose,
志向,
his faith,
信心,
his long-suffering last week,
上个星期宽容.
And so this evening, we are going to look at the next word.
今天我们要探讨另外一个字,
and that is the word love.
那就是爱心.
Now let's take some time to think about this.
让我们一起花点时间来探讨这一点.
What is it that makes Paul's love so special and outstanding?
什么是使徒保罗的爱心多么的特别呢?
Why do we want to learn from his example of love?
为什么我们要和他从他学习呢?
And that's because when we think about who Paul was at the start,
这是因为当我们探讨使徒保罗之前的人是如何的呢?
He was not a naturally loving person.
他不是自然的具有爱心的一个人.
So when we think about this idea of love and we see someone who is very loving,
所以当我们想着爱，然后看到一个人有爱心,
and the person comes from a good family, a loving family,
可能他是来自一个富有爱心的家庭,
this person grew up being taught love,
他从小到大就学习如何的去爱,
and you know, that love that comes forth from the person is wonderful.
就从这个人的身上就有爱心.
But sometimes it's also expected.
不过有时候就是我们就知道这个人会有爱心.
But what's different about Paul was that he didn't start out like that, loving.
保罗的不同呢，就是他起初并没有这份爱心.
If we were to recall how he began in the book of Acts,
当我们回到使徒行传的时候，保罗的人是如何？
He was a man who was just full of anger.
他是一个充满愤怒的一个人.
He was creating havoc in the church.
他就捣乱那个教会.
He was dragging people to prison.
他就把人抓进牢里.
He was breathing threats and murders.
他就这样子的强迫基督徒.
So he was violent.
他是一个非常有暴力的一个人.
He was angry.
他是有愤怒的一个人.
And he was just full of hatred.
他就非常的有仇恨.
But what happened from that Paul, now we see an apostle who is full of love.
从那一个保罗呢，我们现在看到这位使徒是富有爱.
And we see how Paul has now become a wonderful example of what it means to love.
现在保罗他就是一个非常美好的榜样，如何有爱心.
And this is what makes this study exciting because it tells us we too can also follow his example to love.
这是非常好的，我们能够从他的榜样学习如何有爱心.
Maybe some of us are not naturally loving.
可能我们有一些人不是自然的就有这份爱.
Naturally, we are more glum.
可能我们比较不开心.
And you know, we are just naturally inclined to anger and all these different things.
可能我们比较会有愤怒.
But here we can follow Paul's example on how to love.
不过今天我们可以从保罗的榜样学习如何有爱。
So we're going to take a look at this. How did Paul come to love like that?
所以我们今天傍晚要学习保罗是如何能有爱心。
And the word that we want to think about today is this word called filled.
今天傍晚我们第一个要探讨的就是充满的概念。
Paul became that person of love because he was filled with the love of God.
保罗成为一个有爱心的人，因为他的人生中就充满了上帝的爱。
And this is how it happened when he was full of anger, he was full of violence. The Lord Jesus met him on the road to Damascus.
他就是富有愤怒还有暴力，不过主耶稣基督就在《使徒行传》时候遇到了他。
And that's what you call an experience of love.
这就是他体验到的爱。
And when the Lord Jesus met Paul, that was the first time that Paul experienced the love of God in his life.
当他遇到主耶稣基督的时候，他是他第一次体验到上帝的爱。
He was able to see himself as that really wretched sinner.
他能够看到自己是一个罪人。
Yet the Lord will come and forgive him.
不过上帝就愿意宽恕他的一切。
Cleanse him of his sins.
洁净他的罪。
And call him to be a servant to serve him.
然后呼召他成为他的仆人。
And that was an experience that Paul never forgot.
这就是使徒保罗记得的一个经验。
The day that he experienced that love.
从他那一次体验到这份爱的时候。
And for some of us here, for a number of us here, we too understand this experience of love.
对我们很多人来说，我们也体验了这份爱。
We understand and we can remember the first time that we experienced that love of God in our own life.
我们体验到还有了解到，因为我们知道上帝的在我们生命中的爱。
Well, personally, for myself, I can't forget my first experience of God's love in my life.
对我个人来说，我无法忘记我第一次体验到上帝的爱。
I still remember where it happened.
我记得那时候的经验。
I remember the day of the week it happened, not the date, but the day.
我记得是星期几。
I remember when it happened, the time.
我知道时间。
I remember the conversation that I had.
我记得当时的通话。
And it's been about 9 years, and I still cannot forget that.
已经九年了，我至今无法忘记。
But what's different about Paul was that he did not just simply experience that love.
不过保罗的不同呢，因为是他不仅仅体验了这份爱。
He sought to fill himself with that love.
他就在他的人生中充满这份爱。
And that's a challenge for us to fill ourselves with that love.
这就是我们的挑战，在我们的人生中充满这份爱。
And for Paul, he did that, but you know, he took time to really to take time to discover the love of God.
保罗就花时间来发现上帝的爱。
What is the width, the length, the depth, the height?
就是他的深度的爱。
He wanted to really soak himself in that love.
他就是要完全的融入这份爱。
To dwell in it and to let it envelop him.
就藏在他的心中，完全包围着他。
And that was really how Paul came to find that love that he has.
这就是保罗如何寻找到这份爱。
And sometimes for us, when we experience that love, maybe we don't really quite understand what it means to be filled with that love.
可能我们很多的人都体验到了这份爱，不过不知道如何在我们的人生中充满这份爱。
So I can speak of experience.
我能够谈论到经验。
But I recognize that I don't know how to really fill myself with that love like Paul.
不过我意识到我还无法完全的充满这份爱。
And this is how Paul does it.
这就是保罗如何的做。
He just took time to think about the love.
他就是花时间想着这份爱。
He constantly reminded himself of that love.
一直提醒自己上帝的爱。
Again and again.
一遍又一遍。
And from filling himself with that love, he was able to let this love flow out to others.
然后当他充满这份爱的时候，自然的就涌流在他的人生中。
And this is why filling is so important.
所以充满爱是非常的重要。
And when I think of the importance of filling, the difference between experience and filling,
然后当我想到体验还有充满的分别的时候，
I think of our overseas SPs.
我也想到我们从国外来的学生牧师们。
See, they come here for 3 years.
他们来新加坡3年的期间。
To be trained.
就是来被训练。
And why Pastor brought them here to be trained with us?
为什么陈牧师要把他们从他们的国家带到新加坡来呢？
It's not just to experience what we do in Bethany.
不只是要观察我们在伯大尼堂的伯大尼的事。
But for them to be filled with all these things that they have come to see in Bethany.
不过就是要完全的充满着在伯大尼堂的经验。
And day in, day out, they spend time with us.
每一天和我们同在。
They are taught lessons from Pastor every day.
每天早上从陈牧师那里学习。
And this is how it was meant to be, to fill themselves with it.
就是让他们完全的充满融入。
And so this is what they're doing. I mean, not just filling themselves physically.
不单单只是外在方面得到充满。
But spiritually, and from there, the changes can happen, can take place, and hopefully, when they go back, they can bring it out and let it flow out to the people there too.
就是属灵方面得到充满，然后当他们回到他们的国家的时候，自然而然就这样子的涌流出来。
And so this is how filling ourselves with love works.
这就是充满爱的概念。
When we fill ourselves,
当我们充满我们的人生
and it's up there inside us, full,
完全饱满的概念
from there it will flow to the people around us.
然后自然的涌流出来
and so this is how it is.
所以就是如此
Now we're going to see how Paul expressed that love to people when he was filled with that love.
所以当保罗充满这份爱的时候他是如何实行这份爱呢
What made this love so special as he was filled with this love?
这份爱是有什么特别呢
And one of the ways that he shows love is by putting the interests of others above himself.
其中一个方式就是他以他人的需要为优先
See, as he was filled with the love of God,
所以他就是充满上帝的爱。
He thought about how the Lord gave himself for him, died for him.
他就是想到上帝是如何为他而死，为他牺牲。
He also likewise seek to do the same for the people around him.
他也这样的如此对于他周边的人。
And this idea of putting others above ourselves, sometimes it is quite hard to practice.
所以以他人的需要为优先，在我们的人生中很难实行。
You know, for us, instinctively as people, we tend to look out for our own interests.
很多时候我们都比较看讨自己的需要。
And we see this in everyday life, actually.
在每一天的人生都这样子的观察得到。
Let's say you take the bus, you take the MRT.
很像你在搭巴士或者地铁的时候。
And you see the whole place crowded and the seats that are meant to be reserved for the elderly, for the pregnant women, they are being seated by other people.
然后这个巴士或者地铁呢，都是充满着人，那些座位都有人在坐。
And we can understand that.
我们了解到这一点为什么。
So for myself, you know, a few months ago, I took the bus with my son.
有在几个月前呢，我就和儿子乘搭巴士。
And he really likes to take the bus.
他真的很喜欢搭巴士。
He go bus bus.
他就这样子巴士巴士这样子说。
And so one evening, I brought him up the bus.
所以有一天傍晚呢，我就带他乘坐巴士。
And the bus was crowded.
巴士非常的多人哦。
There were no seats.
没有位置。
So I had to carry my son one hand.
所以我一手要抱着我的儿子。
I held onto the bar.
另外一手就握着那个扶手。
I began looking like, is there any empty seat?
我就一直在看呢，有没有空位给我坐。
And I realized that people were also looking at me.
很多人也是看着我。
The ones who were sitting down, especially, they were looking at me.
特别是坐在座位的人，他们
都看着我。And I think they're wondering how am I going to balance with my son on the bus.
他们可能在想我要怎么样平衡站好。
And so as the bus went, I was, you know, trying to get my balance.
所以巴士在行走的时候呢，我就尝试站稳。
And halfway through, a kind soul took pity on me.
在半途中就有一位人士看到了我。
And gave me his seat.
然后就让位给我坐。
And so we understand this. It's natural for us to put our interests above others.
很自然的，我们会先试想到自己的需要，没有想到他人的需要。
But when Paul was filled with that love,
不过当保罗充满着上帝的爱的时候
，he learned to do the opposite.
他就反过来做。
When he became a missionary,
当他成为传道师的时候
，he really gave himself to.Minister to people.
他完全的奉献自己来侍奉于他人。
He'll travel from city to city.
他会从一个城市 到另外一个城市。
You know, he'll just really keep going at trying to help people to discover God and to understand His love.
他就是这样子的侍奉，帮助人发现到上帝。
And sometimes along the way, he meets people who don't like him.
有时候在途中就遇到反抗他的人。
And they'll beat him. They almost killed him.
他们会打他，差一点杀了他。
But you know what Paul did?
不过保罗做了什么呢？
He went back to those cities where the people tried to kill him.
他回到那些城市有试图杀他的人的城市。
And that's because inside his heart he loved the brethren there.
这是因为他心中他非常的爱那里的教友们。
He's concerned for them.
他关心他们。
Wanted to encourage them, to strengthen them.
要鼓励他们，强健他们。
Even if it's at the risk of his own life.
即使是有生命的危险。
Now the way we see that was when Paul was in prison.
然后当保罗入监狱的时候。
And in prison, it's really tough back then in his time.
但当古时候呢，监狱非常的困难。
And you know, like when we think of prison today, the prisons that we have are actually not so bad.
今天我们的监狱还设施还不错。
Compared to the time of Paul.
比起保罗期间的监狱。
Right, in some parts of the world, people actually try to go to jail so that they can be taken care of.
有些人呢，在其他的国家尝试就是进监狱，然后能够得到照顾。
But for Paul, even though he was suffering, you know, it was really tough, and he could have died in prison.
即使他承受苦难，可能在监牢里死去。
His thoughts were on the brethren.
他的心思意念就是在教友们。
He'll write letters to encourage them.
他写信件来鼓励他们。
He'll tell them, I'm always praying for you.
他会跟他们说，我一直为你们祷告。
He would send his beloved friends to help to minister in the places that he's concerned for.
他会派他的朋友来侍奉于他们。
Now that was how Paul put other people's interests above himself.
这就是保罗如何以他人的需要为优先。
He was able to do that because he was filled with the love of God.
他能够这样子的做，因为他的人生充满上帝的爱。
Another way that we see Paul expressing that love is how he was sensitive to people.
另外一方面就是能够看到保罗是如何对他人的敏感。
And he was sensitive to how people feel to the situation that a person is in.
他就是对他们的处境而敏感。
And he'll minister to them accordingly.
他就是这样子敏感的侍奉于他们。
So one example that he did that was to a man called Philemon.
就是对其中一个例子呢，就是他跟腓尼门的互动。
And Philemon was someone who was, he perhaps was a wealthy man.
腓尼门呢，可能是一个有钱的一个人。
He had slaves under him.
他就有仆人。
And one of his slaves called Onesimus.Ran away from him.
其中一个仆人就叫做安尼斯姆西姆，他就逃跑了。
And as a slave, when you run away from your master, it is quite a terrible thing.
当你是一位仆人，你从你的主人家里逃出来是不好的一件事。
Then later on, when Paul met Onesimus in jail,
然后当保罗在监牢里遇到了安尼西姆的时候
，He shared love of God to Onesimus and helped.Onesimus became a believer.
保罗就和他分享上帝的爱，帮助安尼西姆成为基督徒。
And Onesimus became a very close person to Paul.
安尼西姆呢，就成为保罗的一个非常特别的人。
And so Paul decided to write a letter to Philemon.
保罗就写信给腓利门。
But to encourage Philemon to consider taking back his slave who ran away from him.
他就像腓利门请诉重新的迎接回安尼西姆。
And Paul could have used his authority as an apostle to tell Philemon to do it.
其实保罗可以以使徒的身份来指令腓利姆这样的做。
But he told Philemon, for love's sake, I appeal to you, could you please do this?
不过他就向腓利门说，以爱的，在按着上帝的爱，请你这么的做。
See, Paul was sensitive that Philemon, here is a situation where a slave ran away from a master.
他就是对这个情况非常的敏感，因为他知道是他的仆人逃走了。
And Philemon may not be in a state to, you know, he may have all kinds of feelings towards the slave.
可能 并你们对这位仆人有各种不同的感觉。
And so Paul, in love, he gently told Philemon this.
所以保罗就以爱这样子的和腓利门这样的说。
And this is really quite special because when we think about ourselves, sometimes we are not sensitive to people enough when we speak.
这对我们来说是非常的特别，因为有时候当我们和他人互动的时候，可能不够敏感。
Not sensitive to the feelings.
可能对他们的感情不够敏感。
Not sensitive to the situation.
可能对他们的处境不够敏感。
And this was something that I had to learn personally.
所以这对我个人来说，我必须要学习的。
So some time back, there was a young person who came to talk to me.
就之前呢，有一位年轻人和我互动。
And the person is going through all sorts of challenges.
所以他经历各种的困难。
And so I sat the person down, I talked to the person.
我和这个人交流互动。
And I began to help the person see, actually, you know what? Actually, it's your fault.
我就跟这个人说，可能是你做的不对。
And I began to tell the person, like, you shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that.
我开始和他说，你可能不要这么做。
And I thought I did the right thing.
我以为我做对的。
But I was not sensitive to the person listening.
不过我对这个人不够敏感。
And later on, I found out that the person was actually quite hurt by what I shared.
后来我发现呢，这个人因为我和他的分享，他其实有一些感伤。
And this is a lesson that never left my mind.
这对我来说，我无法忘记这个教训。
Even though it may be true.
虽然这是真实的。
Even though some things could be right.
可能我做对了一些事。
But it's not about whether we are right or we are wrong.
不过这不是我们对或错的。
It's how we communicate and how we bring forth that love to the person receiving it.
是我们如何与他人交流，然后从我们的交流以爱来这样的做。
And I thank God that this friendship has been restored.
我感谢上帝呢，我和他的友情就恢复好了。
But this is the example of Paul.
不过这就是保罗的榜样。
As he was filled with that love.
当他充满上帝的爱。
He sought to do this for the brethren.
他就试图。他就试图表现这份爱
，putting others above himself，
以他人的需要为优先
，and sensitive to how they feel and to communicate things to them in love，
对他人特别的敏感，当他和他们交流的时候
，and this is really our challenge this evening。
今天傍晚，这就是我们的挑战。
As we take some time to just think about the example of Paul, how he loved，
当我们试想到上。保罗的榜样，他是如何的爱
？It really begins with this word, fill.
他的开始呢，就是充满。
And for all of us, we have the experiences of God's love in our own life.
对我们每一位来说，我们都体验过了上帝的爱。
And it's for us to be reminded of it, to remember it, to recall it for ourselves.
我们必须要备受提醒，记得上帝的爱。
And for myself, you're just taking time to think about this.
然后就对我来说，要花时间来试想这份爱。
It's truly been special.
这是特别的。
The moments of love that I experienced.
当我体验到上帝的爱的每一刻。
Coming into the ministry.
来到侍奉。
When the Lord spared my son at childbirth because he had a cord around his neck.
然后上帝就帮助了我的儿子，因为他出生的时候有一些。困难。
So many experiences that are there that God gives to us to feel His love.
这么多的，通过这么多的经验，体验到上帝的爱。
And the challenge for us is to be filled with that love.
我们的挑战就是要充满上帝的爱。
And when we are filled with that love, then we can learn to love the people around us as well.
当我们充满这份爱，我们就可以以上帝的爱来爱他人。
Putting the interests of others above ourselves.
以他人的需要为优先。
And sometimes I see that among some of you, the older aunties and uncles.
在叔叔阿姨们的榜样能够看得到这一点。
So sometimes you are there waiting to go home.
可能有时候你要回家的时候。
Then one of your friends come and say, come, I fetch you home.
你可能会聚集你的朋友说，让我带你回家。
And then begins this exchange of conversation.
就这样子的互动交流。
不要啊，不。
It's okay.
Not 不方便 So sorry.
Not so convenient.
Yeah, and then they will say, no, it's okay, it's on the way.
他们就会坚持说，哦，没关系，顺路。
And say, no, your house is Toa Payoh, mine is Ang Mo Kio, it's not on the way.
然后就说我家住大巴窑不顺路。
And that is how you express love to each other, isn't it?
不过就是你们以这样的方式表现这份爱。
Thinking about each other.
就想着彼此。
And for us to be able to fill ourselves with the love of God and to practice this in greater ways with each other.
然后我们就充满上帝的爱,然后在我们的人生中实行。
And then as we speak to each other,
当我们和彼此交流的时候,
we're just learning to be sensitive to each other.
对于彼此特别的敏感,
hearing what the other person is saying.
就仔细地听, 聆听其他人所说的话,
considering the person's situation.
想着他们的处境,
and to respond with love.
然后以爱来做反应,
and may we be challenged to do this for ourselves.
让我们备受挑战这么做,
and to follow the example of the Apostle Paul.
然后跟从使徒保罗的榜样。
Let us go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们向上帝祷告。
Our Father, we just thank you for the example of the Apostle Paul.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你使徒保罗的榜样。
How he found that love because he was filled with your love.
他是如何体验到这份爱， 因为
And how from that feeling of love, he learned to love others around him well.
他就充满你的爱, 然后他以爱, 这份爱来爱其他人。
Help us to learn how to fill ourselves with this love from you as well.
帮助我们在我们的人生中也充满你的爱。
And to learn to practice this love with one another.
然后就在我们的人生中实行这份爱。
We pray and ask for your grace in Jesus' name.
我们祈求你的恩典, 我们是奉主耶稣的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.